Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So I made a request of Kristen and Tommy over the course of the last couple of days because there are two kinds of people in the world. There are the kinds of people that like surprises, and there are the kind of people that absolutely hate surprises. I love a surprise, right? So Kristen and Tommy have been doing a lot of work on preparing the shows over the last couple of weeks leading up to October 24th, which is our final day. And up until this point, I have sort of somewhat known who was coming on. Mm-hmm. And I hit him up after Carl was in here, who I was just so excited to see. And I'm glad you told me about that one in advance, because for days leading up to that, it put a smile on my face knowing that I was going to see the dude face to face. But then after he left, I'm like, you know what, you guys? I would really like not to know at all who's coming back and who's going to join us from these past 25 years.
So Tommy and I had to create a whole other schedule.
Yep, top secret schedule. And this person, when we do get to them, before you introduce them, I do have walk-up music for them.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay.
So yeah, you put that request in, and I was like, fine. We have a ton of people lined up. Tommy and I have curated a list.
And Tracy, too. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Tracy as well. And we have a little behind the scenes, you know, behind the curtain. Tommy and I have created a separate schedule with a surprise guest on it. And so now moving forward, everybody that comes on, whether it's a friend of the Bert Show, a past member of the Bert Show, you are going to be surprised as to who it is.
Are you a surprise person or no?
I think it kind of depends. Like, I love it when it shakes things up a little bit. Like when, like for example, when you guys had Shmiley Shmeen call in, that's a fun surprise. Your retirement, not a fun surprise.
Well, depending on who the guest might be, it might not be a fun surprise for me either.
Oh, we've ran with it. All right. So today's surprise guest for you, Bert, this is a past show member, and I am pleased to welcome back to the show on the phone, because he lives in a different city now. Please welcome former intern, former phone screener, former producer, Blake Eason. That is a Blake Eason original right there that you're listening to.
That shocked us. Remember that when we played that for the first time?
We were
that
shook.
That shocked us. Hey, my dude.
Well, well, well. Someone decides to retire and your favorite local news anchor doesn't even get the dang exclusive.
I think you were probably one of the first to know. I think Amanda and I told you probably before most people knew.
I know, but I'm not in the Atlanta market, so I couldn't do anything. I tried to call the Daily Mail, but they didn't call me back.
Hey, first of all, I was very proud of you for your coverage of the Brewers in Chicago last week. Well done.
I mean, dude, what an incredible run it was. And now we got to play the big money Dodgers, who have more money than the world knows what to do with.
And you know me, man. I'm an anybody but the Dodgers fan. Okay, so anyway, dude, so if you are a new Bert Show listener, this guy, you talk about from the bottom working his way up. Now Blake, who started here as an intern and is now hosting, he's the anchor on a Milwaukee news station each and every night. I mean, this dude, you've done it, man. You've done the thing. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you, man. Tommy, please don't play any of my old segments because those would not be in my character as a stand-up news anchor these days.
Yes.
There's certain things we can't relive, unfortunately.
Well, then that means, Blake, you need to email Cassie and let her know which segments from the past you don't want reposted.
Listen, you can take the boy out of the bird show, but you can't take the bird show out of the boy. So.
Seriously.
It got us this far, Kristen.
Yeah, right?
Like, Blake and I, we talk all the time to each other. When he's looking for career advice or personal advice, we're always on the phone with each other. He introduced me a couple of weeks ago at the Friends of Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. So this isn't shocking.
No, it's
but certainly welcome.
Yes, absolutely. And Blake, we wanted to give you the floor. And also, we're letting Friends of the Burt Show and past Burt Show members select their own segments that they would like to relive if they have one. And Blake, without hesitation, had one that he wanted to relive with us. So I'm going to let you take it, Blake.
Yeah, so before we get to that one, there's so many memories that I have of the Burt Show. I mean, one of the ones that sticks out the most is, Kristen, I don't know if you remember this, but I was getting ready to go on a trip to D.C. And so it's so funny now thinking back to this because now I cover news out of the White House every day and there's so much I have to learn about it. But back when I was just a little college student who really didn't know much about the world, you had to politely remind me that the National Mall was, in fact, not a shopping mall. I'm not sure if you remember that one.
That's right.
Yep. I laughed. I cackled. And there are certain segments that you remember and like throughout the day, like for the rest of the, like I'm sitting there having dinner and I'm just like, that stupid Blake.
God bless him.
So, that was certainly one of them. And then, of course, we have to think about the prank before I left the Burt Show when I was like in a frantic rush. I'm getting ready to move to a brand new city. I'm feeling all the emotions. I'm leaving the Burt Show. I'm sad. I don't know what's in front of me. And, you know, in the middle of all this, I go and get gas one day. And I just forgot to unplug the gas pump from my car. It's a careless mistake. We've all done it before.
No, we haven't.
The difference is I have to talk about these highs and lows on this radio show, and I think this is a safe place. Little do I know, you're calculating this incredible prank behind the scenes where you say you get the spokesperson for QT on the line who has surveillance videos of me pulling off the gas station with this pump, and now I'm like thousands of dollars in debt. So honestly, the pranks didn't stop, which sets me up perfectly for my introduction to the show, which is after my very first on-air segment as an intern of the Burt Show. I think I am living my best life, and I'm like, I just did a great segment. I think I impressed the cast. And then Tommy calls me when I'm at dinner with my friends celebrating said internship, only to rain on my parade. Tommy, take it away.
Okay, this was his first day being on the air. And he's just, you know, on cloud nine because this is early, very early in a young man's career. He's super excited about radio. And I talk about this, you know, we're old and jaded now, but he's so excited. And Bert explains it. He's out to dinner with his folks and I call him and I stay in character the whole time.
We might not be like big old fans of like pranking people outside of the Burt Show family. We don't really do that kind of thing, but interns, man, that's fresh meat. So he had no idea when Tommy called it this was a prank. In fact, Tommy never broke character. So if he's listening now, this is the first time that he knows.
He is so... I remember being like Blake, being so enthusiastic about radio in the beginning, and he just...
crushed you.
Right.
About halfway through this, I started feeling bad, but it took a lot to not laugh.
All right, go for it.
Hello?
Blake.
Yes, this is Blake.
Hey, Blake. It's Tommy from The Burt Show.
Hey, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm great.
So the reason I wanted to chat
is after an intern goes on the air for the first time, it's pretty standard that I kind of sit down or call the intern and talk about their first segment and give like pointers, things you might need to change, and just go over some quick rules in the studio that Cassie may not have gone over with you.
Okay.
And as Bert mentioned to you this morning, I thought it was a great introduction for you to the Bert Show. I thought it was a great story. So good job with that.
Thank you, Tommy. It was a lot of fun.
But a couple things that I do want to go over just in general. Have you got something to write with?
I don't. I'm actually at a restaurant. We're waiting for our table to come available.
Oh, no.
I could take notes on my phone, though.
Yeah. Do that.
Okay.
All right. The first thing, as far as being on the air in the studio, we're looking for positivity. So we need you to be more positive and less negative.
Okay.
I've had to address this with a number of interns, especially the male interns. This morning when you were on, have you been on the radio before?
No, I have not.
You came on, you sounded very natural. You have a great radio voice.
Thank you, Tommy. That means a lot coming from me.
So what I need for you to do, though, is just make a little modification the next time you're on. If you come on again, just make a little modification. Can you fluctuate your voice in terms of, like, higher and lower?
Yes!
I can try. I had to do it sometimes in theater.
Oh, you've got a theater background.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, you should be able to do this then. So, next time you come on and tell your story, bring the same passion, same enthusiasm, but I need you to make your voice just a little bit higher. Bert doesn't like any cast member or intern to have a deeper voice than him.
Okay.
So you're like right on the edge. So if you can just keep that in mind next time you come on, okay?
Okay, will do.
Another thing I want to address, you know, the Bert Show, our tagline is real funny. And we've got a lot of funny on the show. Kristen's funny. Bert, that's not necessarily his wheelhouse all the time. He'll say something funny every now and then. But with you guys in the background being interns, if you could laugh more at Bert's jokes in the background, and don't ever tell him I told you this.
Okay.
This is just something I tell all the interns. It just makes for a livelier studio. A positive affirmation. So do you think you can do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Another thing with Bert, I didn't really pick up on this morning, but I address this with all the interns. Don't stare at Bert for longer than, say, a couple seconds.
Okay.
We're trying to do the show, so try not to look directly at him when we're doing the show.
Okay.
Something else has been a problem. I can think of one intern in particular. I won't name his name. But Bert absolutely despises mouth breathers. So if you could just keep your mouth closed at all times. I've seen it set him off before. And this one particular intern, oh gosh, it was the worst.
Oh no.
So also keep that in mind. Bert hates mouth breathers.
Does that mean like when I like just like breathing or just like breathe like normal and silent?
Yeah, just breathe like normal. Just don't like have your mouth hanging open and breathing through your mouth. Just breathe through your nose as much as you can.
Okay.
The one other thing that I can think of, whatever you do, don't wear orange. The color orange.
Got it.
He hates orange. Don't bring oranges in the studio. Bert hates anything having to do with orange or oranges. I don't know what happened to him in his past, but he just hates orange.
Okay. No orange. Orange shirt or orange item.
No orange.
Got it.
I appreciate you taking the time. I'm sorry I'm holding you up at the restaurant, but
I
appreciate your time.
Thank you for calling and telling me all this. I appreciate all of it.
Okay, and you're back when?
On Friday.
All right, Blake. Yes. Well, great job this morning. We look forward to having you for the semester, and I appreciate it, and you have a good night.
Okay, you too. Thanks for the call, Tommy.
All right, we'll see you on Friday.
Yep, see you then.
Thanks, Blake.
Bye-bye.
All right, so you go from being so eagerly and excited to what sounded like very sort of irritated at the end of it.
You know, it was one of those moments where I thought, what is he telling me right now? I cannot. Do I believe this? Did I just lose my job? Or is this guy a maniac? I think you could hear it in my voice when I asked about the breathing. I was like, do you mean I just can't breathe?
I forgot all about that.
Me too. Oh. Man, it was always so great to have you in studio. And we are all so proud of you, dude. I get messages about you all the time. How's Blake doing? We're all so proud of you, man.
Well, listen, Bert, you do this thing where you like to turn the attention on someone else when it's really all about you. So I just want to tell you, I am proud of you, and I'm so grateful to have been on the show. I mean, this show tremendously changed my life in the best way possible, and I can't think of any more defining moment than when I came out on the show. And I mean, that's something that I think about often. I mean, you from the very beginning fostered a place of authenticity, belonging, and being a safe place for everyone. And I noticed that when I was an intern all the way up to when I was a part-timer. Bless your heart, Blake, you name it. And so it was, it meant a lot to be able to come back and share that with you and the Burt Show family. And even seeing you guys at the Pride Parade this weekend, it's not a performance for any of you all. This is something you truly believe in. And I really think the show, the reason it stood the test of time is because of the character of you and what you stand for and what means a lot to you. And so while I think it is very incredibly lame that you're retiring, I do think you deserve it. And I'm looking forward to what the next chapter looks like in your life, Bert.
Thank you, my dude. You know you'll be part of it. I love you, man.
Hey, love you, too. And while I have the executives of Cumulus on the line, Abby and Kristen in the morning, what are we waiting for?
I love you so much.
Yeah. We love you even more.
Love you, Blake.
I've done enough damage, so I'm going to leave now.
All right, my dude. I will talk to you later.
See you, bye.
See you now. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.